Text numéro 4. AI anchor Zay In grants us an interview. Like most newsreaders, Zay In wears a microphone pinned to her collar and clutches a stack of notes. But unlike most, her face is entirely fake. A virtual human designed by South Korean artificial intelligence company Pulse 9, Zay In spent 5 months this year reading live news bulletins on national broadcaster SBS. That, you might think, is it then? To adapt the words of another animated newscaster, I, for one, welcome our new AI overlords. The future is now. The world belongs to the artificially intelligent. And the news at 10 will never be the same again. Are things really that simple? Since spring, country after country have debuted their first AI news anchor. India has Sana and Lisa. Greece has Hermes. Kuwait has Fida, and Taiwan has Ni Zhen. She is bright, gorgeous, ageless, tireless, and speaks multiple languages, and is totally under my control, said Kali Puri, the vice chairperson of the India Today Group, when Sana first appeared in March. For broadcasters, it's easy to see the appeal of AI. Virtual presenters can read rolling news for 24 hours unpaid and unfed, and it's unlikely they'll ever skip the queue at a lying-in state. Yet though non-human newsreaders are on the rise, it remains to be seen whether they are firmly anchored in place. These days, you can't move for an AI marketing gimmick. In September, Coca-Cola released a new AI-generated drink, flavoured, they claimed, like the future. But the company didn't go into much detail about AI's exact contribution, and consumers can't agree what it actually tastes like. How exactly do AI newscasters work? Do they work? And is the future really now? Sana, Lisa, Hermes and Fida's creators did not respond to interview requests, but on a drizzly Friday in October, I video call Zay In. I'm not sure what to expect when the camera connects, but I'm met by a real human actor with Zay In's flawless face pasted on top. At present, human actors are required to bring Zay In to life. Only her face is artificial, generated by deepfake technology and designed by analysing K-pop singers' faces. In real time, a human actor's face is being transformed into Zay In's using Pulse 9's technology, a virtual character automation service called Deep Real AI. When the human moves their lips or blinks their eyes, so does Zay In. But Zay In's hand movements, body language and even voice are very much human, though the person behind them remains unnamed on our call. Nervous or not, Zay In presented the news well. Yet just because AI anchors haven't fully been realised yet doesn't mean they won't be. I wonder whether the public are ready to trust AI anchors. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2023.